Hello, this is Brian Madden, and you're listening to an episode of Brian Madden Live that was recorded at BriForum 2007 Chicago last month. Today's show is actually part one of a three-part series, and basically what I did is I spent a couple days walking around and talking to all the exhibitors of the people who were there at BriForum and kind of learning about their products. You know, one of the things that makes BriForum cool is that the exhibitors who are present bring their technical people instead of their marketing people. So we can sort of ask them the hard questions, if you will. So in today's show, I've actually got conversations with people from three companies. Those companies are Ericom, Provision Networks, and ProPalms. Now, all three of these companies are kind of interesting because they all make products that are add-on products to terminal services and in a lot of ways compete with Citrix at the presentation server level. Now, a lot of people talked about Windows Server codenamed Longhorn, which is now called Windows Server 2008, and the many new features that it will have with regards to terminal services and how Citrix will play in an environment where terminal services out of the box is very much more fully featured. Now, what Citrix does in that space, of course, is a whole different conversation and maybe a show for itself, but it's interesting. Some of these smaller Citrix competitors, Ericom, Provision, ProPalms, what are these companies going to do with their products, especially when Windows Server 2008 comes out and offers, you know, application publishing of sorts and seamless windows and gateways and printing and all sorts of things sort of out of the box. So anyway, let's now go to the conversation that I recorded live from the conference. Just walking up to Dan Shapir with Ericom. So let me pull you aside for a couple of minutes. And how are you doing today, Dan?
I'm doing wonderful. Thank you very much.
Yeah, Dan, you're presenting this year at BriForum, so I've heard good things about your sessions. Has it been going for you so far?
It's been going great. I actually have another session today. It's really funny because I hope my cab driver doesn't actually call me during the session. I have to run out to the airport right when the session ends. But it's going really great so far. And, you know, also meeting their other presenters and talking with them, it's been very, very interesting, very informative, great group of guys.
And now you started blogging recently.
Yes, I have. It was based on your advice. You know, last time when we met, you told me you should start blogging, and that's what I went ahead and did.
Well, it's certainly very fun. We've added you to the BrianMadden.com/news community blog page that has that RSS feed, so it's always fun to read your thoughts. But I wonder if you can tell us a little bit about, you're with Ericom and you guys are here, and kind of talk about what Ericom's doing in the space and what you've got going on.
Okay, so actually this month we just released our latest version 5.5.1, and it's got a lot of new features. We've been working on this version for about a year now, and we're really excited about it. And, you know, we're basically about giving choice, you know, to customers, server-based computing. Like, previously, you really had, like, one option, effectively, one and a half. So we are here about giving the users another option when they're looking for a server-based computing solution. And we really think that with this new version, we are really, you know, getting there. We really have a product that's a really good alternative.
Okay, and so you're kind of talking in code, but you mean sort of as an alternative to Citrix. So the idea is if people want to use server-based computing, for the most part that means you buy terminal services, you buy Citrix presentation server. In your case, you're an alternative to that. You buy terminal services, you buy Ericom products and stick that on, and that does a lot of sort of Citrix-like functions, I guess. We could call it like that.
Yeah, so we do provide a lot of this, as you call it, the Citrix functionality. We also provide some additional functionality because we provide access to additional types of backend systems, be it Unix systems, Linux systems, legacy hosts, etc. So we do support like 40 types of backend systems, but for sure, our main focus is on server-based computing and on terminal servers. So you install our package and you get a lot of the same features. So you have application publishing and thanks to integration with PriceRoute, you now have you have universal printing and you have directory service integration, all the stuff that you expect from a server-based computing solution.
So the question you're probably asked 1,000 times a day is, Citrix is a giant company in this industry. Everyone's heard of them. I think, Ericom's starting to be around. A lot more people, especially in the U.S., are starting to hear of Ericom in the past, probably two and a half years. But why is someone going to buy Ericom instead of just going with what everyone knows with Citrix?
Okay, so as I said before, I think it's really a question of providing choice. I don't think, having a situation where you don't really have a lot of choice and you have like one solution that you have to go with, I don't think that's really good for anybody, either the customer or the industry. So, you know, what we're basically saying is look at Citrix, for sure. Look at our solution. Evaluate both of the solutions. You know, do your POC or your comparison chart. And then choose a solution that best fits your requirements. So be that based on feature set, on the price performance ratio, on what it is. Just, you know, do your evaluation and go with what works.
And let me ask you kind of one more sort of market question, and then I want to get into your technology a little bit more. But one of the things when I look at this stuff, and I guess I should say, you know, that I've played with Ericon's products and familiar with them, and they definitely have some cool stuff. But when I'm talking to people about it, a big sort of worry with people is they say, well, I'm worried about going with a smaller vendor because they feel confident that Citrix will be around forever and they're going to get support and stuff. A lot of people haven't heard of Ericom. So even if Ericom has a better solution in some respects or if there's different price points, they're still going to say, yeah, I'm a little bit nervous about going with a vendor I haven't heard of.
I think that's a very good point. It's a point that actually came up during Claudio's and Vilko's presentation when they were talking about the various server-based computing solutions. And I think it's really, really a valid point. And our answer to this is that Ericom has been around for quite a bit. The company is 13 years old. We've got something like 50,000 customers worldwide for our products. We've got local branches in a lot of countries. And I think over 6 million licenses sold for our software. And we have local support offices in the U.S., in Europe, in the Far East, etc. So we know how to sell products. We know how to support products. We've been there for a while. We're a public company. So all this stuff means that we are here to stay. We're not just like, you know, this small operation that's here today and gone tomorrow. And certainly that's an important aspect that you're going to have to look at when you're evaluating a server-based computing solution or, in fact, any software solution that you're going to be using.
Now, let me ask a little bit more about your technology. Specifically, one of the sessions that you gave here was about, and I should say also, but maybe I didn't make this clear, you know, for everyone listening, that the presenters at this BrainForm conference are from all over the world, from many different companies. And so in this particular case, I'm talking about the presentations that you, Dan Shapir, gave. You happen to work for Ericom, but of course, Dan submitted sessions kind of just like everyone else. And one of the sessions that I thought was pretty cool was a session about server-based computing architectures, looking at two-tier versus three-tier architectures. And I wonder if you can just kind of explain sort of real quick what that is and you know, how that affects how the solutions work.
Okay, so I was actually talking about two of my favorite subjects, which is server-based computing, obviously, and also about software architecture. And I was basically talking about the fact that that software architecture is really, you know, part of the foundation of a software product, yet it's not something that we typically look at when we're evaluating software because it's really difficult to see, it's really difficult to understand. And at the same time, it has significant consequences regarding how the software operates, the features that it has, the performance, stability, etc. So on the one hand, it's very difficult to understand or to view, yet on the other hand, it's very, very important. It's also, by the way, very difficult to change because once a product has a particular architecture, changing the architecture is, you know, sort of like building the software back from scratch. So I was comparing the architecture of common server-based computing solutions, and I was looking at terminal services, which effectively has just like two layers. You have the terminal server, and you have the RDP client. So it's a classic client-server type architecture. And then I was looking at the Citrix architecture, which I called 2.5-tier, because you have the client side. On the server side, you do have the zone data collector as a sort of something. I think you once referred to it as the hub with the spokes around it. But from the software perspective, it's the same software running on the zone data collector as on any other of the servers in the farm. It's just a question of the configuration. It's, you know, you have this election process, one gets elected, sort of like a democracy. You can rig the elections, but it's sort of like the first among equals. With Ericom, we actually use a very different type of architecture where we have a connection broker that's wholly independent of the terminal server. So it's sitting on a dedicated server, and on the terminal servers themselves, we put just a very, very small component that's under 2 megabytes, doesn't replace any system services, any system DLLs. So it has really minimal impact on the terminal server itself, and it's just there for adding some functionality like seamless windows and load balancing, etc. And all the management of users to sessions and licensing, that's done by the dedicated server that's running separately. And the advantage of this architecture is that it actually reduces a lot of the load on the terminal servers, so you can get more sessions on each terminal server. You can also get more sessions supported by that central server because it's not a terminal server. So that single server can actually support like in excess of 4,000 concurrent sessions.
Because in that case, it's just brokering the session information and making the connections.
Exactly. It's just, you know, a user comes in, authenticates, get, you know, that broker looks at the directory server, sees based on, you know, group associations, which applications that user should get, gives it the user that list of applications, and if the user launches one of the applications, it also hands over the configuration. But effectively, at that point, it's more or less done. It has nothing really to do aside from some monitoring functionality.
And that's nice, I guess, because you don't have the elections. So you, of course, can build multiples of those for redundancy, but you say, these are my two servers that are basically managing my whole environment. All the terminal servers are very lightweight, just serving sessions, and it kind of almost modularizes your entire environment.
Yeah, exactly. And that separation where everybody has a dedicated role, each server has a dedicated role, actually improves the stability of each and every component of the entire system. You know, when you're building a component for a specific role and you don't have a lot of stuff going on there that has nothing really to do with that particular component's role, the component is just more stable.
So you upgrade your load balancing algorithm and you don't have to touch the 200 terminal servers you have out there.
Exactly.
All right. Well, Dan, I appreciate you coming to the show and appreciate taking the time to talk to us right now.
Yeah, and I plan to be here again. It was really great. And can I make one more comment? I was really, really excited about some of the news coming out from Microsoft in this conference. I think that this really shows validates the value of BRI Forum when you have announcements like the one that they are coming out of Microsoft being, you know, declared for the first time here at BRI Forum.
Yeah, and it's interesting. I'll say also a comment that you've made is people always ask about, well, are you worried about Microsoft adding features to terminal services? And I love your response, which is, you love it because that's like having 50 extra developers that you don't have to pay.
It's actually closer to 100. But yeah, you're absolutely correct. It's we try to leverage Microsoft technology to the greatest extent that we can and actually build our solution on top of the Microsoft solution. And this way we augment our development force with the Microsoft development force, which is obviously much bigger than ours.
Yeah. All right. Well, good stuff. Well, thanks again, Dan.
Thank you, Brian. And have a great day. Have a great show.
Just walking around, and I'm Grand Peter Ghosting right here. So, Peter, thanks for taking a couple minutes to talk right now.
Thank you for giving me a couple of minutes. Great show, by the way. Phenomenal.
Well, I thank you for the feedback, and I'll let everyone know that last night we had our Geek Out game show, and on the qualification quiz, Peter was the number one scorer on the quiz. Now, unfortunately, since you're here as an exhibitor, couldn't participate, but you are potentially the biggest geek here.
Well, that caters to my ego. But I did do some Googling to get some of the questions right.
Okay, good to know. So you get to know for everyone. But you, of course, are with Provision Networks, and Provision's been in this space in one form or another for, it's been a long time. And certainly your name is very familiar to a lot of people.
Well, we started off as a software development division under the Emergent Online wing, and then we spun it off in 2003 into a separate software development firm that specializes in extending terminal services by adding value add on top of the platform.
And because Emergent was a Citrix partner, a reseller, so you're doing reselling and software, and it's kind of confusing there. So that's
actually, it was confusing, but in essence, it's what helped us rise to the number one position, and that is because we're adding that value add on top of the deployment projects that we were delivering. So we weren't relying on third parties or even on Citrix or Microsoft to add that value in future versions of their platforms. We were taking it upon ourselves to fill the gap. So it was very, very, practical for us to do something like this and very useful.
And I guess that's good since you were a reseller and had a lot of consultants out there. You know, when I worked for the Citrix partners over the years, there's some feature that we wanted, and all we could do is say, like, man, I hope Citrix does this someday. Where in your case, the guys go to you and say, can you write this for us? And
exactly. That's how it started, actually. At one time or another, we were asked to extend the usability of the Citrix deployment in some fashion. I don't remember exactly the specifics of the project. And then a light bulb came on and said, well, what if we do this on a shrink wrap basis and build some marketable solutions that fill that need out there rather than rely on our vendors to fill that need.
And now, so your company grew up out of the server-based computing space and sort of adding on value to terminal services. And I guess just earlier this week or last week, you had a pretty big VDI announcement. But I'd like to talk to you first about the terminal services. I guess talk a little bit about your products and kind of how they work and what they do in the TS space.
So in the TS space, most add-on products out there market the five essential core features that you have actually labeled at one time or another as being the core features, and that is app publishing, load balancing, seamless windows, web interface, and SSL gateway. And those are important features. Everybody offers them in one way or another, and how deep their feature set goes or how the details of the implementation vary from one vendor to another. We feel we have the best implementation out there for RDP. But we also have gone above and beyond the core features. We've added virtual IP for applications that require unique IP addresses. We've added USB PDA redirection. We have one of the most mature universal print driver on the market that works not just for client printer auto creation, but we support distributed printer environments, print servers, branch office print servers. We've adapted the driver to support those scenarios. We have session configuration on lockdown. So people who are users connecting to full-blown desktops can have those desktops already pre-configured for them, locked down. You know the whole story. Hybrid profiles, we've implemented the concept of hybrid profiles. We call it meta profiles. We've had a time zone product forever, and even though this exists today in Terminal Server, we implemented slightly differently, allowing the administrator to enforce a time zone based on who you are, what group you belong to, what client subnet you come from, what IP subnet you come from. And if you have a roaming user, they can switch their time zone on the fly depending on where they are if they need to do something like this. So there are plenty of features in the product that go above and beyond the five core features.
And that time zone thing is pretty cool. But I think that's a key point that you make, because certainly, I mean, let's look at the reality. Terminal services is our base. Probably 80, 90% of the market is going with Citrix Presentation Server on top of that. But then there are these other smaller server-based computing companies that, as you say, kind of everyone has those core five features. So what you focus on, it sounds like, is sure, we have those. It's a baseline. There you go. But you have all these other things that actually make it more usable for your environment.
You have to make terminal services acceptable. The user experience, it's all about the user experience. And if the user doesn't accept that user experience you're delivering to them for one reason or another, and I think I failed to mention also performance management, CPU, and virtual memory optimization. Those are important things also in a terminal server environment. So you have to mitigate the effects of rogue applications. So it all comes together into a single framework, and you have to deliver all these features, and there are still other features that need to be delivered that aren't there yet. As of last week, we've announced the merging of the two products that we've had. We had originally a terminal services-based product, and then last November we came out with a VDI-only product. And the reason we did that is because we wanted to meet the VMworld 2006 deadline, so we released the VDI-only product. Over the last few months, we worked hard to merge the two products together, and now we have a single product that we call the Virtual Access Suite. In version 5.8, it's a single unified framework for delivering terminal services sessions, hosted desktops from a virtual infrastructure like VMware, or even other platforms like Virtual Iron, any Zen-based product, virtual server, in the future, near future, Viridian as well, and we support Blade PCs. So depending on what kind of user experience you need, whether it be a terminal server experience, a hosted desktop experience, it's also about isolation. So do you need an isolated environment or a shared environment for various reasons? Sometimes you have applications that need to be isolated from each other. Sometimes you have users that need to be isolated from each other. And sometimes you have IT shops whose skill set isn't necessarily the best for terminal services. You're rolling up your sleeves and making sure your applications run well in a shared environment. They'd rather manage a standard operating system, one VM or one machine equals one user. So there are all kinds of needs out there, and we're trying to fill most of those needs.
So does the virtual application suite that you have, does that use the same technologies for both single instance like a VDI environment as well as terminal services? Like what I mean is you have the performance monitoring and the printing and all that kind of stuff. I would imagine that transfers between both, right?
That's a great question. So the virtual access suite today, the way we manage virtual machines or blade PCs, we look at them as single-user terminal servers. So just like you have terminal server silos on which you can publish desktops and apps, we allow you to group machines, desktop, Windows desktops, into managed groups and treat the managed group of virtual machines or blade PCs as a silo. On that silo consisting of, say, 50 or 100 virtual machines, you can publish desktops or individual applications and take advantage of our universal print driver, even our USB hub controller through which we redirect Palms and Blackberries and Pocket PC devices. And the other features such as hybrid profiles, performance management, session configuration and lockdown, those are also coming. We're migrating them a piece at a time. We weren't able to do everything at once. So eventually, the entire feature set will be applicable to both terminal services and hosted desktops, and it's up to you to choose which environment or a mixture thereof is suitable for you.
So make sure I heard you right. You said you can do published applications from individual desktops.
That's right.
So what I'm going with that is you've got an application that, for whatever reason, it's not terminal server compatible, but you could tie it into the framework, use your web portal to connect to it, and users could connect to their applications, and maybe some application icons are clicking or running off terminal services. Some are running as seamless published applications as single instances off of XP blades or VMs in the back end.
That's exactly. So once you log in through the client, whether it be the web interface or our app portal 32-bit client, what you're receiving is an application set consisting of either published desktops or individual published apps. So if I launch, say, Visual Studio, I'm a software developer. Visual Studio is published on a group of virtual machines called software developers. So the connection broker will then reroute you or redirect your connection request to a free virtual machine in that group or a virtual machine that's been permanently associated with your user account. And then once that particular associated has been established, you connect to that virtual machine or blade PC, and from there on, the exact process that happens on the terminal server takes place on XP or Vista. So you're going to log on to this session zero in this case and launch that application. You want it in seamless Windows, it's available. You want it as part of a full-blown desktop that's published, that's also the same exact experience that you're accustomed to in a terminal server environment.
Well, that's really, really cool. The final question I'll ask you, and then I'll let you go, is talk about Longhorn. You know, at this show, Microsoft is talking about load balancing and gateways and just all these sort of Longhorn features that they're adding to terminal services. What's that mean for you guys?
Well, it's definitely a natural progression in the history of terminal server. And, you know, eventually we knew that Microsoft is going to sooner or later add these much sought-after features. For us, it's all about pushing the envelope. So how do we innovate? What is it that we need to do? And, you know, there are several ways that we can innovate on. Of course, if you look at, you know, Microsoft says we have app publishing, we have seamless Windows, we have load balancing. But to what extent do they have these features? Does their load balancing tie to the application itself? Can you do application-level load balancing? Can you publish an application on select number of servers within the farm? Is there enterprise-wide farm management, or is the term farm is a loose term that represents a group of servers? So are there zones? Is there a zone affinity? Those are things that you can, you know, deliver as a value add on top of terminal server and support larger, mid-sized to large environments, not necessarily, satisfied with the feature set that Longhorn has. However, the Longhorn feature set is phenomenal for, you know, not so complex environments, and I think it's a great thing that Microsoft is doing. Now, there are things also that we're working on, and that is protocol enhancements. So at the RDP protocol level, we're working very hard to deliver things like graphic acceleration, multimedia acceleration, things of that nature that will bring RDP as a protocol up to snuff with the other protocol.
Well, this other protocol you mentioned, it's interesting because I'm always often asked, you know, performance, ICA versus RDP. And in my personal feeling is these two protocols are basically the same performance-wise. Now ICA may win out because it's going to presentation server. And presentation server is doing things you mentioned like the graphics acceleration that are not really protocol specific, but that happen to only work with the ICA protocol. But the kind of basic framework is there. So if you can bring enhancements to RDP, that becomes very compelling for you.
Absolutely right. All these enhancements that are termed, I think, speed screen, they fall under the speed screen umbrella, aren't necessarily tied so closely to the protocol itself. These are things that you can implement outside of the standard protocol and leverage the virtual channel specification, open your own virtual channels, and redirect whatever, you know, content you want, play it on the client side. So, yeah, this is really not all about the protocol. At the basic level, the protocols are no different than each other, except that no one in the community has concentrated or has shown any desire to delve into it and say, hey, let me try and bring this protocol up to snuff to support things like multimedia redirection, flash acceleration, browser acceleration, OpenGL, and all those things. Those, you know, as what we were delivering in terms of applications 10 years ago, 5, 6, 7 years ago, isn't different than what we're delivering today. Who heard of... We didn't have any multimedia player content to redirect in 1997. Nobody really cared about that. Today, people want to redirect media content over from the server to the client. Bidirectional audio is another one that people are demanding. So those are things that we have to deliver. Because after all, any solution is as good as the protocol that it's riding on. You can offer all the bells and whistles on top of that protocol, but if the protocol itself isn't up to snuff, then nobody's going to take you that seriously.
All right, well, Peter, it's always a pleasure to talk to you, and sounds like you've got exciting stuff coming down the pipe, so I look forward to keeping up with what you're doing.
I appreciate that, Brian, and keep up the great work.
Okay, so I'm just kind of continuing my little tour through the exhibitor area of Brian Forum, and I've pulled aside Ralph McLean from ProPalm. So, Ralph, thanks for taking the time to sit down with me right now.
Oh, thanks for having me.
And I have to say thank you for offering to sit with me while I've been standing all day long, so it's great.
I enjoy sitting too, so we're equal.
But tell me about ProPalms, because I think a lot of people are familiar with ProPalms and specifically the lineage of kind of, Canaveral to New Moon to Tarantella to ProPalms. So there's this server-based computing product that's had a lot of different names, and I think a lot of people know about ProPalms and are kind of landing there. But what's been going on recently with you guys and your products?
Well, that's a good question, because you did start out with the lineage of the product. It has been around, actually, for quite a while. Starting out several years ago as a product from New Moon called the Canaveral IQ product. From there, New Moon was purchased by Tarantella. Tarantella changed the name of the product to the Terminal Server Edition. Tarantella was purchased by Sun, and the Sun then sold the Terminal Server Edition product to ProPalms out of England. So the product has been around for quite a while. It's got, you know, a good stable background. They have recently released version 5.0. Now, within version 5.0, they've added a lot of fixes to small issues they've had in the past. They've added a superior print subsystem. So as opposed to the generic Unidriver, which they've always had, they also incorporated the Uniprint Universal Adobe Print Driver as well. And that is a free add-on to the product. Resource level load balancing and a few of those things have been rather new enhancements to the products as well.
I wonder if you can talk a little bit about how the product actually works, because it's an add-on to terminal services that gives you all sorts of functionality. So, you're using the RDP protocol to talk back to the clients?
That is absolutely correct. It uses standard RDP protocol. It really is just more or less a window dressing for terminal server. It provides a lot of the flash you have in a Citrix-type environment, except it applies it to a terminal server base. Some examples are the seamless windows, the ability to publish icons on a user's desktop or within the user's start menu. So a lot of the nice, you know, user-friendly type features you have in Citrix, this applies to your terminal server. Also gives you a very simplified administrative front end that you can, administer your entire terminal server team if you want to from one location.
Let me ask you, I would imagine a question that you're asked quite a bit is about Microsoft and specifically what they're doing in the Longhorn timeframe. Now, recognizing that Longhorn is still somewhat in the future, and there's a lot of folks at Microsoft here giving sessions and talking about how they're adding load balancing into Longhorn and how they're adding printing into Longhorn. So does that sort of affect what you guys are doing, or do you see it as complementing what you're doing, or what are your thoughts there?
Well, what my thoughts are is that we'll progress as Microsoft progresses. So we'll add new feature and functionality, and we'll complement the Longhorn product just as we do the terminal server product right now. There are some things that will be in Longhorn that we currently do. There are some things that we currently do that won't be in Longhorn. So the way we look at it is we're going to be complementing the product. We'll be working with Microsoft as closely as we can and just try to make Longhorn a better product as we do with terminal server now.
All right, and you mentioned earlier ProPalms is a UK-based company, but we're in Chicago right now. You've got an American accent, so what's ProPalms doing outside the UK?
Well, they are looking at expanding their position throughout the world. Joe and I here are with Tritech Systems out of Inglewood, Colorado. We are ProPalms' U.S. distributor. They also have a distributor in Canada. They have, several other distributors throughout the world. And that is the way they're currently expanding. They're expanding through a distribution market such as ourselves.
All right. And that's actually interesting to know. And maybe I'll kind of mention for clarification purposes, something that I learned recently is that distributors in Europe are different than distributors in the U.S. What I mean by that is that in the U.S., a distributor is basically like a company that just fulfills orders and takes orders, and that's it. Within Europe, distributors are almost more like agents. They sort of act on behalf of the ISV. So in your case, it's your job, essentially, I guess, to get this product out there and help people understand it and help people use it and help people bring it into their environments.
That is correct. And in fact, we didn't start out as a distribution company. We started out as a systems integration company. We took on the ProPalms product when it was acquired by Tarantella because we were Tarantella's biggest reseller at that time. It was a product that complemented our strategy within our base. So at our customers, it provided them a lot of feature and functionality that they didn't have in the past. Due to that, or to the amount of product we sold, ProPalms took us on as their distributor. But we have a complete support staff. We have a training staff. We have a number of people that are just here to, as you said, perform that European type of a distribution model. We provide services to our resellers, not just we're not just taking orders.
And so, can you talk a little bit about the reseller network and the uptake? Because I think another thing that I hear a lot when people talk about these companies such as ProPalms, they say, "Yeah, it looks interesting, but is anyone really using it, or is it out there? What's going on?" So that's a question I guess I'd pose to you.
Well, we've sold thousands of licenses since we started selling the product. It is an excellent product for a terminal server environment, terminal server base. As far as the reseller channel is concerned, we are developing resellers right now. I'll have to defer this to one of our sales guys to how many we have or, what we do in that marketplace because I'm on the technical side.
So. Well, that's good. I don't actually.
I was going to say, how many resellers do we have?
Nah, that's not as important. But for you, it's more it's more interesting to me as a technical person about some of the technology for this. So I wonder if we can just take us through a lot of people who are listening to us are familiar with terminal services and familiar with Citrix. So from a kind of technical standpoint, just can you sort of explain if I'm an admin or an architect or I'm looking at ProPalms, is it kind of architected in the same way? Is it doing load balancing? I'm guessing I've got session brokers and seamless windows and all that sort of infrastructure.
I'll tell you just as quickly as I can kind of the technical aspects of the product. Now, again, it was designed to provide Citrix feature and type functionality to a terminal server base. They use Citrix as a model when they designed the product. So the type of things that Citrix highlighted, the user interface, the seamless, easy front end, those were things that they tried to make better with the ProPalms product.
If someone's listening to this who's an engineer, been using Citrix forever, and it's like, why the hell do I care about ProPalms? Or if I was to sit down at a bar and I'm like, I've never touched ProPalms. I've been using Citrix forever. What is this ProPalms thing? How does it work?
Well, the biggest advantages ProPalms has, of course, A, is the price. I mean, you hate to say that in a technical vein, but, you know, generally speaking, when you're a third the price of the competition, that opens a lot of doors. It may not actually, you know, the guy might not buy the product simply because of that, but he'll at least listen to what you have to say. Now, beyond that, of course, the fact we ride on the RDP protocol. We don't have a proprietary ICA protocol that, you know, that we have to work with. So as Microsoft enhances RDP, we immediately take advantage of it because that's what we're using. As an example, when Microsoft went from 2000 to 2003, there were great enhancements in our RDP. They improved the performance. They improved the color resolution. They gave you streaming audio, streaming video, all of those type of things. When they came out with that, we immediately took advantage of it. So we could then say we offer these same features too because we use what Microsoft uses. The printing subsystem has been something that has been probably the second most popular feature of the product. In a normal terminal server environment, as you know, you have to load drivers for every single printer you're going to print to remotely. And in a lot of cases, those drivers don't work on terminal server. They work on an independent PC, but they crash the application when you run it within a terminal server environment. So the printing subsystem of this product, A, that generic Unidriver, completely seamless to the user, looks just like they're going to be printing to their printer the way they normally would. The other side of that is that Uniprint Universal Adobe Print Driver. In situations where the generic Unidriver doesn't work, if you've got a printer with some special feature, the Uniprint, since it prints through the Adobe Reader on the client system, uses the driver that's on the client system. So, you know, those are the kind of features that the customers that have come to us have looked at and said, you know, this is better than what we have in our Citrix environment. The administrative front end is much easier than what you have in a Citrix environment. So the guys look at that, they look at the price, and they say, you know, there's compelling reason here to take this product over Citrix, and there's compelling reason here with the features to take this into a terminal server environment.
Let me ask a little bit about the architecture, because Citrix's architecture is that all of the Citrix presentation servers are basically identical. They're all running the same services, they're all talking to each other, and they'll choose one of them to be a data collector which handles load balancing and that kind of stuff. Some of the other third-party products, like I was talking to the guy from Ericom earlier, they have sort of a three-tier model where the terminal servers are sort of just acting as terminal servers, and they have some other dedicated servers that are handling all the load balancing and all the, you know, session brokering and that kind of stuff, whereas the terminal servers have just a very thin agent on them. So that's kind of two different models. I wonder, where does ProPalms fit into that sort of definition?
Well, it actually gives you the ability to select either of the above. The terminal server edition product is broken down into four roles, and those roles can be put on whatever server you like, however you would like to do them. Now, those four roles consist of the web server role, which needs to be on some system running IIS, the load balancer role, which its only characteristic is it has to be on a server, and it can certainly be on the same server with the web server role. Got something called the application server role. Now, that role runs on a terminal server that has application server mode enabled. And the last role is called the relay server role. Now, that role is typically used in an internet environment. And what it does is it encapsulates the RDP and passes it across port 443. It also gives you the ability to selectively encrypt your data in 128-bit SSL encryption. Now, any of those roles, if they're pushed to more than one server, become redundant. So if you take the web server role and push it to another server that's running IIS, it's a redundant architecture. Now, if you want to run it, you know, as the model you said earlier, you could simply take the application server role, which is a service, pass it to your terminal server, and you could still have your web server roles running on other servers, etc. So everything doesn't have to run on the same server, or if you wanted to, you could have everything run on the same server. It just depends on how you want to deploy those roles.
Well, that modular approach certainly sounds pretty cool. So with that, I won't take any more of your time, but I certainly thank you for talking to us, and thanks for coming here and filling us in on what's been going on.
I appreciate your time, too.
Well, thanks again to all the guests for taking the time to talk to me. Thank you for listening. I'd like to remind you that this show is copyright 2007 by The Brian Medden Company. Visit www.brianmedden.com/live for all of our latest shows. Thanks again.